So I mentioned these new radiopharmaceuticals that are coming out. Maybe you can just sort of provide a brief overview of that and where you think it's heading.
Yeah, so the nice thing about radium is it naturally sought out the bone. It's a calcium mimicker. But a lot of the other radiopharmaceuticals, they need a ligand to target. And, you know, a great ligand for prostate cancer is the prostate-specific membrane antigen, also called PSMA. And there's been a lot of excitement about this radiopharmaceutical. It's actually a beta particle emitter. It's called lutetium-177. And lutetium-177 does not naturally hone into the bone or into tumors, for that matter, unless it's targeting, you know, the PSMA ligand itself. So these are called radioligand therapies. And we haven't had much experience with lutetium at Johns Hopkins in New York City. Cornell has done a lot of work with that, Memorial Sloan Kettering. A lot of the experience actually comes from the San Francisco area, UCLA, UCSF, and also Germany. A lot of the first studies in the world actually were coming out of some German cities, and also quite a bit of experience now in Australia with these lutetium-177 PSMA-targeted drugs. The thing you have to remember is that the published data on these is very, very limited. There's basically only one Lancet Oncology paper that has been published, and that paper has received a lot of press and excitement, and patients are asking about it. And it does look like in PSMA-positive patients, and that's the caveat, they have to be PSMA-positive, it seems to be effective in terms of reducing PSA, reducing tumor volume, and maybe improving symptoms. But again, these drugs can only be given or should only be given after a patient undergoes a PSMA PET scan. So you first have to prove by PET scan imaging, PSMA-targeted PET scan imaging, that these tumors are PSMA avid on the scan rather than just FDG avid. And there's some very interesting data that the patients that are discordant on their FDG PET scans and their PSMA PET scans do the worst. It turns out that when the expression of PSMA is concordant with the expression of FDG and it's more homogeneous, where the PSMA is found throughout most of the metastases and don't seem to be clones without the PSMA expression, those patients do better, as you would expect. So there is now a phase three study. It's called the VISION trial. And the VISION trial is for patients that have received at least one of the novel AR targeting therapies and at least one taxane chemotherapy. And interestingly, in that trial, the lutetium PSMA is being compared against best supportive care, so no active therapy. So these are men that have exhausted their novel AR therapies and their taxane therapies, and they're randomized to lutetium PSMA plus best standard of care or best standard of care alone. Now, a lot of people expect that trial to be positive. The question is the safety, and the second question is the durability of responses. So it's great to see, you know, 50% PSA response and a 30% objective response. But if those objective responses only last 3 months or 4 months, and then the patients rapidly develop secondary resistance, which is my fear, then these drugs may not be as good as we initially thought. I'm keeping an open mind for sure. The other issue is PSMA is highly expressed on the salivary glands. And we've known this for a long time. When you do a PSMA PET scan, the PSMA-positive prostate cancer tumors light up very nicely, but so do the salivary glands and partially the lacrimal glands as well in some patients. And the use of this lutetium PSMA-targeted drug can cause ablation of both salivary glands, leading to a very significant and sometimes permanent xerostomia, dry mouth. And many of these patients need to take artificial saliva, and they have to keep a water bottle next to them at all times because their mouth is extremely, extremely dry. So time will tell if the toxicity burden is worth the benefit that is seen, and I hope that it is.
That's really interesting. What fraction of men in that situation, the trial you described, are PSMA positive?
It's a large majority. It's 80 to 90%, actually.